What do I do if I have no idea what I want to do with my life? When I'm in the middle of my career and realize my work doesn't have meaning or purpose to me anymore? How do we tell our friends and family that we want to completely change our career? Where should we start in making such a big life change? And how can I know what to change careers to? This podcast was created to answer these very questions. My name is Travis Robinson, and you're listening to The Everyday Worker. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of The Everyday Worker. I'm excited to have you here again, and you know, I hope you enjoy the weekend because it's getting a little frigid here in Utah. The wind's picking up, and I think might even snow this week. We'll see. Hopefully not. But hope you are doing well, and I'm excited to jump into another topic with you. And something that has really been on my mind lately is really defining what a career is and how we create one. And I know that sounds maybe kind of simple, but before you maybe skip to the next episode, let me explain why I think it's important. A lot of people have different ideas of what a career might mean. Maybe a career is just generally what decision you make that you know your career is engineering or your career is being a doctor. But I don't see it necessarily as just the one choice of the one industry that you're in. To me, a career is the culmination of all the experiences you have over the course of your life. Those experiences might be things that you're getting paid for, or it might be things that you're not getting paid for. You know, it could be things that's directly related to your current job or not. But really, when you think about it, all the experiences that you have in your life, whether it's a hobby that you have or things that you do with your friends or your family outside of work, all of those things give you new experiences, new knowledge, new skills that are just going to be a part of who you are. And I like the thought of not separating career and my personal life. I know that a lot of people talk about that of, you know, setting boundaries or, you know, setting guidelines of what you do at work, what you do at home. And I think that is important to some extent, but at the same time, your life is just your life. When you're at work, it's not like you're a different person. It's not like you're stepping into a whole new life. It's still a part of, it still affects your family. It still affects your mood and your emotions. And so why separate it so strongly? So thinking about it as the culmination of all the experiences that you've had throughout your entire life, that gives me a whole new perspective on how to look at it. Another way that to really define what a career is that it's the experiences that or all those experiences that you have over your life, they have a compounding effect. So think of it like investments, right? That, you know, I think people talk about that all the time. You invest $50 today and it's going to turn into, you know, $10,000 in 30 years from now or whatever. So like investments, when you invest in having new experiences or put yourself in new, uncomfortable situations, that's going to have compounding effects over the course of your whole career. And if you look at that, so I was just talking to my wife recently about this idea, and so often we think like, okay, at 18 years old, I need to pick a career, right? I need to pick, do I go into social work? Do I go into biology or engineering or physics? And so we feel like we have to like pick a career. And then we do the whole college thing if you do that. And then you graduate and now you start your career and your life. And then you already have kind of all the, as my wife put it, all the tools in your tool belt. And you just kind of live life and keep going. But what if our career doesn't have to be like that? What if every experience that you have, whether it's working on an assembly line or whether it's doing an internship at some marketing company, what if all those experiences have huge compounding effects over the course of our entire life? And so I think we're so quick to want to immediately jump to some job where we're making $60,000, $70,000 a year, because that provides a decent living, depending on where you are. If you're in San Francisco, maybe not. But for the most part, we want to jump to these jobs that are going to provide that immediate gratification, as opposed to looking at your career as a whole, that taking risks, taking opportunities that are uncomfortable at the beginning of your career, those are going to have huge benefits for the rest of your life, the things that you're going to learn and the experiences you'll have. And this kind of leads me into the next thing of that a career is something that's sculpted over time. So what do I mean by that? So kind of a story. So I did Boy Scouts when I was younger. And I remember this guy was showing us how to be able to like carve faces out of just a block of wood. And so we'd just start with this block of wood, and he would show us how, you know, you first just carve away the edges, and you want to get the general shape of the face. And the face I chose to carve was Frankenstein. And so you just initially round it off, and then after you round it, then now you start to carve away a little bit more. So you carve away like the cheekbones and the hairline and maybe like the eye sockets and things like that. And so slowly over time, you first start with the general like shape of it, and then you start to get more and more detailed as you take steps, as you figure out what you want it to look like. And really, our career is like that, where you start off general and you slowly chisel away at it. You slowly figure it out with each step. And it's something that you're crafting and molding over time, not just in one sitting, figuring out, okay, what's the right or wrong answer? A career is not just a one-time decision, right? It's not something where you sit down and you say, okay, what's the right answer? What's the right decision? I don't think that's how it works. I don't think that's how it should work. But it's crafting it over time. So you need to pick a direction and start moving. It's kind of like choosing whether to go, you know, I live in Utah. It's like choosing to go to Mexico or Canada. The directions are very different, but there's lots of different ways to get to each destination. This is why it's helpful to talk to as many people as you can when you're figuring out your career, is because you first talk to people and you say, you basically are figuring out, do I want to go to Mexico or do I go to Canada? Do I want to become a doctor or do I want to become an engineer? Totally different paths, right? And then you talk to people to figure out, okay, well, what's the best route to get there? Where should my first pit stop be, right? And so now you say, okay, I want to be a doctor. Okay, well, what education do I need? What internships should I do? What experiences should I be looking for right now and for in the future to be able to get to where I want to go? And slowly you'll start to see that the shape of your career will start to be crafted, that you'll start to see the details and it'll start to become more and more clear. But the important step is that you get moving, that you start making decisions moving in that direction that you want to go. And so remember that a career is something that's created, that's crafted over time, and needs to be seen as an investment that will have compounding effects over the course of your life. And if you do need help with picking a direction that you want to go, really make sure you go grab my free workbook that will take you through three simple steps to help you get started on this. You can go just to everydayworker.com/workbook And just you can download it absolutely free, get it sent to your email and download it. You can print it off, whatever you want. So just go there, everydayworker.com/workbook, and you can download that for free. Because sometimes you might think, you know, maybe it's too late. Maybe you're in your 40s or your 50s or whatever, and you feel like, you know, it's too late or it's too hard. I got kids, whatever it might be. And, you know, I'm in a situation where I am blessed, where I guess I shouldn't say I'm blessed, but I don't have kids yet. And it does make life easier. That's pretty obvious, right? It's a little bit easier when you don't have kids. You don't have a whole lot of responsibilities, a whole lot of big payments. We don't have a house or anything. And so, you know, it's easy to see how hard it would be later in life to be able to make that change. But I've talked to so many people and learned so much from others who were able to still make that change, even later in life. You know, if you listen to my episode, I can't remember what episode it was, but with Jim, and he became a lawyer and graduated law school in his late 30s. And I can't remember, he had two or three kids at the time, but he was still able to do it. And it all comes from that perspective of crafting your career over time and never thinking that it's too late to get started. So go grab that workbook at everydayworker.com/workbook and get started today. Okay, guys, thanks so much. I'll see you in the next episode. Thanks for listening to another episode of The Everyday Worker. If you want to find more great content just like this to help you in your career change journey, go to everydayworker.com. There you'll find my blog, all my podcasts, and other free resources such as my Career Change Masterclass, where I share what's stopping you from switching to a fulfilling career and how you can overcome those challenges. Again, go to everydayworker.com to learn more.